This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Morning. Happy Saturday, April the 25th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Some things in life happen so easily. We don't have to plan them or prepare. They just unfold. A smile, a kind word, a helping hand. And then there are other moments. Moments that ask a little more of us. Moments that invite us to pause, to think, to choose, and perhaps, yes, even to prepare. And today, this weekend, is one of those times. Because tomorrow, it's Pay It Forward Day. And Monday, it's Tell Your Story Day. Now, these may sound like two separate ideas, but they're really connected. Because when we share our stories, we are in many ways paying it forward. Each and every one of us is living a life. We're having experiences and creating our own biography simply by living. And within that life, we have stories of joy, challenge, resilience, love, loss, laughter, and learning. Yet so often, we keep those stories to ourselves. We think they're too small, not important enough, that no one would be interested. And even when we feel the urge to share, we put it off. We tell ourselves, well, maybe another time. But the truth is, our stories do matter. Human beings have been sharing stories for thousands of years, long before books, radio, or social media. From carvings in stone to symbols on walls, storytelling has always been how we make sense of our world and connect with one another. And today, it's also World Healing Day. So what better time to reflect on the power of sharing and giving? Because research shows us that when we express what we've lived, whether we speak it, write it, or create it, it can reduce our stress, clarify our thoughts, and support our emotional well-being. Author Isaac Dineson once said, "To be a person is to have a story to tell." And when we share our stories, we're not just telling people what happened, we're sharing what we learned, how we felt, how we grew. Sometimes, without even realizing it, we help someone feel less alone. We offer perspective, hope, and possibility. In that sense, our stories are gifts. And paying it forward doesn't have to be something big or grand. It can be as simple as sharing something we've learned so someone else doesn't have to struggle in the same way. Or offering encouragement because we remember what it felt like to need it. Maya Angelou said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you." Because sharing isn't just helpful to others, it's healing for ourselves. When we keep everything inside, it can feel heavy. But when we express it, even simply, we lighten that load and sometimes discover new meaning in what we lived. I've experienced that myself. My mother didn't talk very much about her life in Poland. But one day we were sitting together and the radio was playing and she shared a story. She said, "Marilyn, in our town, families would gather outside our family home windows to listen to us because my parents and our family of 10 would sing, and they harmonized so beautifully that people would just gather and come to hear them. Much of my extended family was murdered in the Holocaust, so I never had the chance to experience that large musical family. But that story, it stayed with me. It gave me a sense of belonging, a sense of pride, and a connection to something bigger than myself. And even now, when I think of it, It warms my heart, and I have my family all around me. And that's the power of sharing a story. Sometimes a simple memory shared at the right moment can give meaning, strength, and perspective that lasts a lifetime. So on this triple-decker weekend, World Healing Day, Pay It Forward Day, and Tell a Story Day, perhaps it's worth taking a moment to pause, to think, and even to prepare. What story do we have to share? It doesn't have to be dramatic or perfect. It can be something small, a lesson learned, a memory that makes us smile, or even something we're still working through. And once we have that story, we can consider how we might share it. Because storytelling doesn't have to be a spoken word. We can write it, record it, express it through art, a photograph, or even music. There's no one right way, because storytelling isn't about performing, it's about connecting. And then we can take it one step further. We can pay it forward. We can share that story with someone who may need to hear it and make it part of a conversation or offer a simple act of kindness inspired by something we've lived. Because when we share our stories and pay it forward, we create something powerful. We create a legacy. It's not measured in things, but in people. It's like a relay race where we pass along lessons, encouragement, and connection from one person to another. So today, we can begin. We don't have to wait. We just have to be willing, willing to reflect, willing to share, and willing to give. Because a story told at the right moment can change a life. And a simple act of kindness can start a chain reaction. And it all can begin right now. It can begin right here by listening. Because coming up, the From a Woman's Perspective team of experts will share their knowledge, their experience, and yes, some of their stories, so we can be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, and Christine, our health coach. We'll talk hearing aids with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and Dental Care at Home with Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll get a deal of the week for property north of Toronto from Melanie Martin and talk relationships with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And yes, of course, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. And in just a moment, we'll get started with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial and learn more about investing for our future. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. I hope your listeners are having a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the show. Paying it forward. You know, in financial planning, it's a strategy of using personal financial success to create opportunities or support for others, rather than simply paying back a specific benefactor. It shifts the focus of wealth from personal consumption to community impact and long-term legacy planning. There are some core concepts of paying it forward. One of them is serial reciprocity. Big word, big term. It's when a beneficiary of kindness repays it by helping somebody else instead of the original giver of that kindness. The social behavior of repaying kindness to help for help received from one person by assisting a different third party instead of the original benefactor. It's motivated by gratitude and creates a chain of giving, often bridging generations or strengthening social bonds within groups. But in simple terms, it's buying the coffee for the person behind you at Tim Hortons. A small cost to you that likely has the recipient feeling positive and passing along those good feelings to others. It's also about holistic stewardship. So you're aligning your financial decisions with personal values to achieve a sense of purpose beyond traditional wealth accumulation. It isn't just about the money and the amount, but rather what can that money do for you and for others? For some, this might be about ethical investing. So you choose to invest in things that have a social benefit in the marketplace. Yeah, there's also legacy planning. It's viewing wealth as a tool for multi-generational impact rather than just personal comfort. I've said in the past, the wealthy view money as a legacy to be responsibly managed, and they engender this stewardship approach to managing the family's assets. But you don't have to be rich to develop these attitudes. Conveying a sense of intergenerational responsibility multiplies what a family unit can achieve together. I'm thinking of many immigrant families who collectively will buy a home and use this as a foundational investment for the extended family. There's strategic implementation. So in financial planning tools, we can turn the intent of paying it forward into a structured reality. We can help you unlock and define what your opportunity options are. What money that you have, which is surplus and not central to your well-being. I frequently have conversations with people where I say to them, you really don't need this money over here. It's surplus. You can keep it as a sense of your own personal security, but you could also use it to help your family get started in life. So we have some strategic implementation tools, financial planning tools, and turn the intent of paying it forward into a structured reality. We can help you unlock and define what your opportunity options are. What is the money that you have which is surplus and not central to your well-being? You can do in-kind donations of securities. So maybe you have stocks or mutual funds, and you can give those directly to a charity that eliminates capital gains tax on the growth and maximizes the value of the gift for both the donor and the recipient. You can have charitable bequests. You can, maybe you've got a tax-free savings account. You could choose to donate that to a charity. Or you could buy a life insurance policy and deduct the premiums paid as a donation where the owner of the insurance policy is the charity. Or if you have an insurance policy and upon your death you can have that life insurance policy be given to a charity. This change in the beneficiary on the existing policy would mean that your estate would get a sizable charitable donation receipt, and you can use this strategically in saving taxes elsewhere in your estate. The biggest issue and the most positive issues that people have when they're making a pay it forward action is their own sense of well-being. You can cultivate a mindset of abundance that can reduce money-related anxiety and foster healthier spending habits. Research indicates that spending money on others can improve heart health, lower blood pressure, and increase overall life satisfaction. And if you involve your children and grandchildren in philanthropic decisions, you can help pass down core values and financial responsibility. It's not just the money, but what it can do for both you and the community around you. Pay it forward.
Well, Kevin, the fact that you talk about serial kindness, creating a chain of giving, those are the ways we make stories from our lives that are passed on. Anyone listening who's wanting to plan their future and leave a legacy and wants to understand how to do it, Kevin is your man. All you have to do is call Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial at 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Or you can email him at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Kevin, thank you for all that good information. I know there's so much more we can talk about, so we'll have to speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. To everyone, have a great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, to explain more about common causes of hair loss, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'm going to continue the discussion about hair loss and our approach from a naturopathic perspective. And, you know, sometimes I get questions from patients who are on, for example, some of the newer medication for diabetes and weight management. Those are the GLP-1 medications. And these can actually affect hair as well. So actually research suggests that the medication itself might not directly cause hair loss. Instead, rapid weight loss, which is often associated with some of these GLP-1 medications, can sometimes trigger a temporary shedding. And this type of hair loss can also happen after an illness, for example, after surgery or pregnancy or periods of stress. But rapid weight loss can also affect things like, the protein intake, how much iron you're getting, nutritional imbalances, for example, or nutrient intake, and basically overall metabolic stress. So all of these factors can influence the hair growth cycle. So from a naturopathic perspective, when somebody comes in with concern about hair loss, one of the most helpful things that we do is look a little bit deeper and, excuse the pun, look at the root cause. And we're looking at, for example, lab markers that we want to evaluate, for example, for iron, thyroid, even some of the sex hormones, vitamin nutritional deficiencies, for example, and blood sugar and metabolic markers. So some of the most important nutrients for hair include protein. So good sources, of course, include eggs and fish and poultry. Iron, we want to look at spinach and lentil and pumpkin seeds. Healthy fats can often be found in walnuts and salmon, and B vitamins, for example, in eggs and whole grains and legumes. Now, when there are nutritional deficiencies, sometimes I'll prescribe some targeted supplements, and these are done on an individualized basis. So looking at the root causes of hair loss is, you know, hair loss can feel very discouraging. It can also provide, we can provide helpful clues what might be happening in the body. So instead of focusing on the hair itself, from a naturopathic approach, we look at hormone balance, thyroid health, nutrients, stress, and metabolism, which can all influence the environment that the hair follicles grow. So if people have any questions, they want to get some more information or book an appointment, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether it's loss of hair or just a problem with your health you'd like to look after naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. And when you call her number, ask for your complimentary consultation, 15 minutes on the phone or in person. And the number to call, 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning something new from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you want to hear your best and understand hearing aids, the best person to speak to is hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. April 26th is Pay It Forward Day. It's a day that reminds us to do something kind for someone else without expecting anything in return. And usually we think of simple gestures. Maybe it's buying someone a coffee, holding the door open for someone, letting someone go ahead of you in a line. And those things matter. But sometimes paying it forward looks a little different. Sometimes it looks like giving someone your time, your patience, your full attention, especially when things aren't straightforward. I was thinking about this because earlier this week, I spent a couple of hours with a new patient. She came in frustrated but hopeful. Sandy was a referral from one of our patients who we've helped hear her best as well. And in an elevator in their apartment, my patient said, "You have to go see Edmund." Sandy had already invested in a set of hearing aids, top-of-the-line hearing aids, and yet she wasn't hearing well. Not because the technology wasn't good, but because the fit in her ears wasn't right. They were actually falling out of her ears regularly. And so when the fit isn't right, everything else starts to fall apart. Clarity, comfort, confidence. Now we have worked through a lot together. We made some meaningful improvements, and later that evening she sent me a message. She told me for the first time in a long time, her hearing aids stayed in place all day. She could actually hear her husband more clearly in the car. That is a big win. But she also shared that the TV still wasn't great. And by the end of the day, her ear was a little bit sore. In other words, we made progress, but we're not done yet. And that's where this idea of paying it forward really comes into focus. Because sometimes helping someone isn't about a quick fix. It's about staying with it, taking the time, working through the details, making the adjustments, following up, showing someone that they haven't been given up on. Because when it comes to hearing, this isn't about the devices. It's about people. It's about their ability to connect, to follow conversations, to feel like themselves again in the moments that matter. At Hearing Aid Source, that's something we take seriously. Sometimes that means spending more time than expected. Sometimes that means solving things step by step, not all at once. But that time, that care, that's part of how we give back.
Well, Edmund, Sandy isn't the only person who's benefited from your patience and the idea that you pay it forward by spending time with people so that they can share their stories and hear stories correctly. Anyone listening who wants a complimentary hearing test and an assessment, or maybe you have hearing aids that you have purchased elsewhere, just take them along, make an appointment with Edmund, and then you'll be moving forward and you can share the information you learn from Edmund to others. The phone number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Thanks, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
So if you're ready to meet someone new and you're not sure exactly how to approach it, you need to meet our matchmaker and Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So sometimes as a matchmaker, I have to have hard conversations with people. I wish it was always easy and everybody kind of went along, but sometimes it's difficult. But don't forget, people are not having any luck on their own. And so sometimes I can give some insight and help with that. Recently had a woman who had terrible pictures. And presentation is everything in the initial stages. What we want to do is we want to get you out on a date. Then you're free to make a good impression based on your wit and your intelligence and your knowledge of things. But in the initial stages, people want to look at pictures that are good and well curated. So she had terrible pictures, and I spoke to her about it. And she said, "Look, Linda, I want somebody who wants me for what's on my inside." So it was a bit of a contentious conversation. And I said, "You really need to look at this," because the interesting thing is she had declined people over their pictures in the past. And I thought, it's okay for you to choose somebody based on the way they look, but somebody else choosing you on the way they look isn't flying with you. So you really need to look at that. So I explained to her she needed to step it up. And it's one thing to give me your money and want my help, but if you're not going to listen to me and use me as a resource, it's very difficult. Anyway, she's now provided me with new photos. And she's sort of taking advantage of the fact that I do have some knowledge and some skills that I can bring to the table for her. And she is doing better. She's getting out on dates and she's starting to see things from my perspective. And matchmakers should be able to do that for you. They should be able to give you an objective idea of what your pictures are like, how your profile reads, and help you with that. And that's one of the great things about using a matchmaker. We can really be a resource.
Well, over the years, Linda, I've learned that you are a resource, that you coach people and help them. So not only do they meet people, but they have the opportunity of meeting the right person. And you have a 75% success rate for people over 70. So congratulations. And anyone listening who wants to have a conversation and really understand what matchmaking is all about, then give Linda a call at 1-877-334-9041. That's Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. And yes, you do have to wait till 10 o'clock because that's when they open today. Thank you, Linda. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Hate to go to the dentist? Wish someone could come to you? Have dentures that need help? Guess what? Denture Ready can come to your door. It's a mobile dental clinic, and Suzanne Salga, the denturist, is here right now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, you're absolutely right. I do provide mobile services, and I want to talk about something I've been getting a lot of calls about lately: how long it takes to be seen when something goes wrong with your dentures. And I'll tell you the truth, Marilyn. The truth is, many people assume there's a long wait, or that they need a referral, or that they just have to manage until an appointment opens up. It's not the case. I have a few calls recently where people were dealing with urgent situations, dentures breaking, becoming loose, or suddenly not fitting right. And they were worried that they'd have to wait days on end or even weeks. And one situation really stood out. It was an emergency. A patient named Ben had an important event coming up during wedding season, and his dentures just weren't working. They were uncomfortable, stressing him out, and unsure what he would do next. Ben was the grandfather of the bride-to-be, and he reached out. And within 12 hours, I was able to see him, assess the situation, and provide the care that he needed. And they could now move forward with confidence. That's the part I want people to understand, is that you don't have to wait. There's no referral needed. If something feels off, if something breaks, or if your dentures just aren't comfortable, it's worth making a call. And I want to mention something from last week as well. I shared a story about a patient with older dentures. Even when dentures have been worn for years, if they're no longer comfortable, that's your sign. I need to see you, assess what's going on, and guide you properly. Dentures should support your life, not hold you back from important moments. If something has changed, if you're dealing with discomfort, or if you're worried about timing, don't wait. There's no waiting list. I provide mobile denture care, often within the same day or within 12 hours when needed. Just give me a call and we'll sort it out together. I am human. I am Suzanne, an Ontario registered denturist, and I would always give you a warm smile and provide you the compassion and honesty that you deserve. Please call me 647-204-4478 or reach out by email at suzannedentureready.com.
647-204-4478. Call Suzanne, get the story straight, and get help when you need it. No, but no need to wait. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here with us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here. And today, Marilyn, I wanted to talk about something that's actually happened in Australia. Australia has passed a social media ban for kids. And what that means is any child under the age of 16 is not supposed to be allowed on social media. And the reason this is important is because what we believe is that as kids are growing, their brain develops with a high degree of neuroplasticity, which means the brain is growing and can react to different stimuli at different times. And we know adolescence is a critical time for brain development. And so when there's been excessive social media use in a child's younger years, it can drastically change the shape of the developing brain in disturbing ways. Generally, for very young children, they're not supposed to be on social media at all. And we often see parents giving a kid a laptop or a cell phone to keep them entertained when they need them to be quiet for a few minutes. But in general, no social media, no laptops, no exposure to screens under age 2. And for children as they get older, we're trying to keep them off social media so that they get as little screen time as possible. This is really important for your brain, and it's going to make a difference in your child or grandchild's development.
Well, that's important information, and we all are interested in keeping our children and grandchildren safe. Anyone listening who wants useful advice in clear language and wants to make sense of medical advice, think of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, as a jumping off point. All you have to do is look for it in your local bookstore or ask for it if they don't have it. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available on DrVivianBrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special occasion, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you for sharing that information. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to be aware of the health of our children. Thanks, Dr. Brown. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin joins us. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn, and everyone who's listening in. I really am excited today because, you know, of course, spring is here and I'm feeling really good about showing properties north of the city. And what I wanted to say is that you'd think you couldn't find a house for $335,000. Well, you can. And this is a property, I'm going to tell you, it's a power sale. And the odd time we will see power sale, which means the bank is selling the property, but that's going to be to your advantage. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about a property that's up near Midland. It's really only about an hour and a half north of the GTA. It is a 1,200 square foot bungalow, raised bungalow with single garage. Now the bones of the house are fine, but it's going to need some work. But at $335,000, it's basically just steps away from Georgian Bay. And you're only about 7-8 minutes from Highway 400, so it's a great commuter spot and a great first-time buyer home if you have handyman tools and the ability. Now, this lot is 67 by 112 feet, so you're not crowded in with neighbors, and as I said, you're close to Georgian Bay. You're close to Midland. You're close to schools. You're close to shopping. So I would really recommend, if you kind of know your way around fixing up a home, this would be the one to start with. The taxes are only about $2,459. And I think the overhead for utilities wouldn't be too bad in a smaller home like this. The basement is unfinished, so you can build it to your style. And I think even some people are now building a basement with a separate in-law suite. So this is an empty spot down in the basement. You can do what you want. But anyways, what I'm going to say is I really recommend using an agent when you're going to buy a power sale property. I'm experienced with that. I used to appraise homes for power sales, so I know what to look for and what is there, what it's going to cost to fix. And so that analysis will come with the services that I offer. So I'd love to help anyone if they'd want to start in with something like a power of sale home.
Well, Melanie, anyone who wants to escape the city can have a home and do a little bit of work and build some equity. It's $335,000, and you heard that right from Melanie Martin. Give her a call to hear more. Her number is 705-725-6439. That's 705-725-6439. Thanks, Melanie. We'll speak again next week.
All right, Marilyn. Everyone have a lovely week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Today, it's Tell Your Story Day and Pay It Forward Day. And I'd like to begin by sharing a story about my grandmother, Amalia. She lived in a small town in Poland. In her time, there were no stores selling ready-made clothing. If you needed something to wear, you bought fabric and you made it yourself. And that's what my grandmother did, just like her sisters, her neighbors, and so many women of that generation. They sewed, they tailored, altered, and they didn't just keep it as a hobby. These were essential life skills. My grandmother had 10 children, and like so many mothers of that era, her daily challenge was to keep her family fed and clothed, even though there were very difficult times. There came a point where there was no money for fabric and no fabric available. So like others in her community, she relied on parcels of clothing sent by relatives from America. But those clothes, they didn't arrive ready to wear. They had to be transformed. Fortunately, my grandmother had been taught well by her mother. She had shown her how to draft patterns, how to cut and reshape garments, and how to make something out of almost nothing. And as they worked together, she passed along more than skills. She shared stories, wisdom, and lessons about resilience, dignity, and self-respect. Those lessons became invaluable. My grandmother could take adult clothing and turn it into garments for her children. She turned drapes into dresses. She used every scrap of fabric, every bit of creativity, and every skill she had to keep her family clothed. And as she worked, she passed those same skills and stories on to her children, including my mother, Pola, and her sister, Helen, not knowing that what she was teaching them would one day help save their lives. Because that's what people did. They shared their stories. They shared what they knew. They prepared the next generation in that way. And in some cases, those skills made an unimaginable difference. During the Holocaust, the ability to sew and tailor became for some a means of survival. People who had those skills were sometimes selected to work, to make uniforms and clothing, and that skill gave them a chance to live. In my grandmother's family of the 10 children, only two survived, my mother, Pola, and her sister Helen. My mother was selected to work in a kitchen because she kept herself clean and presentable. And my aunt Helen, she survived because of her sewing skills, skills my grandmother had taught her. Both of them shared that their mother didn't just teach them how to sew. She taught them how to be resourceful, how to carry themselves with dignity, and how to remain composed no matter what they faced. So while these skills were common at the time, their impact was profound. In fact, the ingenuity, determination, and values of my grandmother and her contemporaries, those that they passed on, helped shape their family's future. My Aunt Helen later married my Uncle Morris, And he and his two brothers were also spared because they knew how to tailor. Their skills made them useful to the Nazis, and that usefulness meant survival. There are many stories I could share that illustrate the power of passing on knowledge and experience, but we don't have enough time here. Suffice it to say, my grandmother Amalia was not alone. Many people shared their skills and their stories with the next generation, and the impact of that sharing reached far beyond what they could have foreseen. And the stories of those who survived and chose to share what they lived through, they continue to inspire. They remind us that when we pass along our knowledge, our skills, and our experiences, we are doing more than just sharing a story, more than teaching. We're equipping others to adapt, to persevere, and to live their best life. And in that way, every story shared is a way of paying it forward. Now, from that powerful legacy, I'd like to bring you into a very different setting. My store, Maryland's on Spadina. On this Tell Your Story Day and Pay It Forward Day, there are many, many stories I could share. And each one is a reminder that what we learn, what we share, and how we present ourselves can shape our lives. So here's Gail's story. Gail came into my shop wearing a simple straight leg jean and a Blue Jays t-shirt. And she told me that she had a collection of t-shirts that she rotated with a couple of pair of jeans for work. She explained that she never had had much money for clothing, and because she worked in the back room of a real estate firm doing accounting, no one really saw her. So over time, she'd simply gotten used to dressing in a way that felt safe and unnoticed. She came to me because her friends had suggested that she needed some clothes, a few outfits, something she could wear to a company event or when she was going out socially. So we put together a small, versatile wardrobe. We started with an exciting, stylish red biker-style jacket, added a black pencil skirt, a black pullover, black pants, a red, black, and white V-neck top, a crisp white shirt, and a classic black cropped Chanel-style jacket. That was 8 pieces of clothing, easy to mix and match and layer to achieve at least 24 different looks. We added a couple of scarves and a few silver accessories, and Gail left feeling happy. She had options she could still wear with her jeans, but also outfits she could use for a variety of occasions. A few weeks later, Gail called me with a story to share. She said, "Marilyn, you'll never guess what happened." And she told me that she had started wearing her new clothes to work. Her boss had noticed. One day, he wasn't able to get to the office to show a penthouse condo and asked her to do it. She said to him, "Me?" And he said, "Yes, you. No one else is available, and I've noticed that you've changed your look and that you can really represent the company properly." So guess what? Gail did that. She showed the condo, and the client loved it and bought it. And that changed everything. Gail moved from the back room to the front office. She began showing properties. And today, it's years later, she's a successful realtor working with her company. Gail's story is a wonderful example of how the way we present ourselves can influence how others see us and how we begin to see ourselves. Sometimes a small change can open a door we didn't even know was there. And just like my grandmother Amalia's story, it's another example of how what we learn and what we share can have a lasting impact beyond anything we imagine. If you enjoyed these stories, my grandmother Amalia's and Gail's, you'll find many more in my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. Because over the years, I've seen how everyday experiences, especially those in the fitting room, can become something more. They can inspire us. They can become lessons about confidence, communication, and living well. And when we pay those stories forward, we can have a positive impact. My book is a collection of short stories. They happened in the fitting room, but they go far beyond fashion. To order a signed copy of my book for $20, all you need to do is just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And when you do, if you'd like my advice as the wardrobe doctor, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and give you my advice. In a moment, I'll return as your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And we'll close with more reflections as we celebrate Tell Your Story Day and Pay It Forward Day. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
If you weren't listening last week, we started talking about ways to boost your energy in 10 minutes or less. And today, Christine, the health coach, is back to continue that conversation. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Ways to boost your energy in 10 minutes or less. Yes. Number one, eat your breakfast. People who eat breakfast every morning report less fatigue and stress than people who skip it. High fiber foods like hot oatmeal stick with you longer than a sweet roll or a pastry. As the day wears on, they'll prevent you from getting hungry, and hunger can lead to low energy. Let the sun shine in. Research suggests that just a few minutes of walking outside on a warm, clear day may enhance mood, memory, and the ability to absorb new information. Going outside can even improve your self-esteem. If you absolutely can't get out, at least open up the shades. Hang out with some upbeat friends. Emotions are surprisingly contagious. People who are constantly negative and down can sap your energy, while those who are always up and excited can give you a real lift. And I'm going to remind everybody to get moving. Exercise is a natural energy booster, because whenever you do it, remember, oxygen-rich blood surges through your body to your heart, your muscles, and your brain. And regularly squeezing in a workout into your day, even if you can spare only 10 minutes at a time, it'll keep your energy levels at their peak. Move around every chance you can get, even if it's just moving from one room to the other. Even when you're on your phone, you've got to keep moving. So I'd like you to take advantage of my two-week complimentary group training strength training workouts. Call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com. And remember, subscribe to my newsletter on fitness tips. It's free.
It's possible to boost your energy in just 10 minutes. And if you want to continue this conversation or sign on for two complimentary weeks with Christine as your health coach, then give her a call, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine is my GPS to good health, and I believe that she can be yours. So make the call, ask your questions, and get started. 416-809-4084. Bye, Christine, until next time.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. If you've ever gone through renovation or just thought about starting one, you probably know it can feel overwhelming. Dust, disruption, decisions, and sometimes not knowing what's coming next. That's exactly why we offer things differently at Greater Toronto Accessibility. We're proud to have been recognized with the Consumer Choice Award in both 2025 and 2026 for Best Accessibility Contractor. And that doesn't happen by accident. It comes down to how we treat people and how we run our projects from day one. First, we respect your home. Before any work begins, we put up proper hoarding to contain dust and debris, and we lay down floor protection to make sure your existing spaces stay clean and undamaged. We know we're working in your home, not a construction site, and we treat it that way. Second, we guide you through the process. There's a lot of decisions in renovations: tile, plumbing fixtures, vanities, lighting, paint colors, and layouts. It can be a lot. We don't just hand you a catalog and walk away. We help you narrow things down, make confident choices, and avoid costly mistakes. And most importantly, we include you. Things like heights, spacing, tile patterns, electrical, these aren't small details. They're the things you live with every single day. We make sure you're part of those decisions so the finished space truly works for you. And finally, communication. This is where a lot of companies fall short. We don't disappear once the job starts. We stay connected. We answer emails promptly, return texts, pick up the phone whenever possible, and most importantly, we don't leave you guessing about what's happening next. That's a big reason why we've earned consistent 5-star reviews on Google, not just for the final result, but for the entire experience getting there. So if you're looking for a renovation company that's reliable, respectful, and truly focused on doing things right from the start to finish, give Greater Toronto Accessibility a call. We'd be happy to help you get started.
Well, and you can give us an incentive, Daniel.
For sure. So we offer something called the Total Home Safety Check. We'll come to your home. We do a full assessment of top to bottom. With you get pictures, you get designs, and you get pricing. This is usually $89.95, Marilyn. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, you can get your free Total Home Safety Check.
Not only can you get a free Total Home Safety Check, if you decide to work with Daniel Wiskin and Greater Toronto Accessibility, they'll do it once, they'll do it right, and they'll start by listening to you. Your story will matter. That's 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
As our time together today comes to a close, I'd like to leave you with a thought and a story. Because today we've been talking about Pay It Forward Day and Tell Your Story Day. And when we really think about it, those two ideas are very connected. Because when we share our stories, we are in many ways paying something forward. We offer a piece of ourselves, our experiences, our lessons, our memories, and we give them to someone else who may need them more than we'll ever know. And sometimes the stories that stay with us the longest are the ones we didn't even realize were shaping us at the time. And that reminds me of my wedding day. My father, Oscar, did something that surprised me. And I think you need to hear the backstory first. It's important to know that my mother came from a very musical family. She could sing beautifully and dance with ease. And it was only after my wedding that my mother told me the story behind what my dad did that day. She shared that for 2 winters, she had convinced my dad to spend a week in Florida for holiday. And back then, the hotels had activity directors, and one of the things on the daily schedule was dancing. So one day, my mother went up to my dad while he was playing cards, which was as usual, and said, "Oscar, please come and learn to dance with me." And of course, he followed her. He took lessons. Apparently, he tried and he practiced. And when it came time at my wedding for the father of the bride dance, I was more than a little surprised when my dad stood up and came to me to dance. And there we were, just the two of us, not exactly natural dancers, moving around the floor, while my dad quietly counted under his breath, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just as he'd been taught. And it's important to know that I followed my father's side of the family, so singing and dancing didn't come easily to me either. But in that moment, none of that mattered, because my father was doing something that didn't come naturally to him, simply because it was important to me, and my father would do anything to make me happy. That memory, it stayed with me. That story, it is something I'm sharing with you today, and it definitely impacted me. Years later, actually just a few weeks ago, I found myself facing something that made me feel uncomfortable. I was invited to participate in a beginner swing dance class. I hesitated, and I did go, but with trepidation. Because like many of us, I had been carrying beliefs about myself for a lifetime. I thought, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I shouldn't try. But then I remembered my mom's story about my dad, and I remembered the courage my father showed when he tried something new, when he stepped outside his comfort zone just because it mattered to me. And that memory, it gave me the courage to try. And perhaps that happens to many of us, a memory, a special moment, a story that we can share, and it can give us the courage to try something new, to take that first step. And there we are, finding our way through it, perhaps like my dad, even counting quietly to ourselves as we practice what we've learned. And maybe we even enjoy the experience. And yes, we learn that we can try, we can practice, and we can try again until we succeed. My dad gave me that example, because if he could try something that wasn't easy just to please me, then perhaps so could I. And that's the power of a story. The story my mom shared, the story my mom and dad lived and I lived, I hope it inspires you and it brings you comfort, because sometimes our stories give us and others the courage to do things we never thought that we could. And that's the beauty of sharing our stories. When we do, we pass that power and belief along. We give others confidence. We pay it forward. And it's comforting to remember that when we do, we create a little healing too. We heal ourselves and our spirit. And since today is World Healing Day, those of us who choose to share a story or perhaps record one to pass on are honoring that in our own way. So as we move into the next couple of days, perhaps it's the perfect opportunity for us to take a little time to reflect, to think about the stories that we carry within us, the big ones, the small ones, and the quiet ones that still make us smile. Or we can remember the ones that taught us something important, and maybe, just maybe, we'll choose to share one. And it doesn't matter how we do it. We might write it down, share it with a friend, record it for our family, or express it in some creative way. Because it doesn't matter how we choose to share our story, the important thing is simply that we do. Because when we do, we honor our experience. We lighten our load. We lighten what we carry, we unburden ourselves, and we open the door so someone else can learn and feel and grow from what we've shared. And that is how a simple story, our story, becomes a gift that keeps on giving. And now, before we say goodbye, it's time to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to all the service providers, healthcare workers, and caregivers. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team here at Zoomer Radio. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts who so generously share their knowledge, their experience, and yes, their stories, so that anyone who reaches out can learn and make informed decisions with no regrets. And thank you to you. Thank you for tuning in. And a very special thank you to those of you who will take these next couple of days to record your special memories and stories so they can inspire and uplift others as well as ourselves. And when you're doing that, if you want or need the advice of any of the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, please know that we're here for you. We're just a phone call or an email away. You can find all our contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And of course, when we connect, we can share our stories and inspire one another as well. Our hour together today is almost at an end, and because stories are meant to be shared and kindness is meant to be passed on, Please think about that today, and please also remember to tune in next Saturday morning, where once again we'll get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye until next Saturday morning at 8. And please remember, we each have a life to live and stories to share. So let's find a way to do just that and pass on our memories and our lessons learned, and it'll make a difference. Bye-bye.
This has been a paid program.
You're listening to Zoomer Radio, CFZM. On AM 740 Toronto, 96.7 FM in downtown Toronto, and on 96.3 HD2.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.